Blog Talk Radio.
I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll. I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
As the theme plays, I dance in my seat, and I know that Elite is just
not a fan of that song. Not a fan.
Sweetie Pie, you better
what happened after she got married?
You
she doesn't rock and roll anymore?
Watch the video. Did you see the video from,
no.
It was 1981,
no.
Nick Lowe, yeah,
no.
Really, really good video. It's actually cute, but get used to that, because that's what we're going to be playing next week.
Really?
When we are, where are we going to be next week, Elite?
That's the song.
Answer the question.
We're going to be at Citi Field.
Broadcasting
home
live.
Home of the New York Mets.
Broadcasting live. Different day, special show. Tuesday we'll be broadcasting live. We're going to be there between 5 and 9. We will shout out the show time. I think we're going to start the show at 6. This way enough people get involved. And
right, because we'll
there.
Be there. It starts
yeah.
at 5 to 9.
It starts at 5. See, we want to get
right.
the meat of the crowd coming in. Welcome to another Wednesday at the Bridal Body Shop Show, and it is 1 o'clock on a blustery Wednesday, and I am here, as usual,
yay,
with my lovely co-host.
Do you know what that reminds me of? You know when they have...
Chiffon. Do you think it's butter, but it's not?
No. Well,
what?
That too.
Mm.
But remember, let's make a deal, and this
that
could
was
be
it.
Yours.
That's exactly
if...
right. That was... That was, and they also
you have
did
bobby
that,
pins in your bag.
No, wait, wasn't that also when they opened the curtain?
Yes, that's what
right,
I meant.
Right.
And this could be yours if you have a bobby pin in your bag.
Yeah. They had all those sound
what was
effects
his name?
And everything. Monty Hall was
Monty
was
Hall,
deal,
right?
Was,
Monty
that
Hall.
Was him, right?
Yes,
right?
Monty Hall.
Before we start throwing names around, let me throw the two main names around
yes.
here.
Go ahead.
Lori Towers is me.
Yeah.
Elite Ziegelman is she. And the Bridal Body Shop is who we are. And welcome to another show, 1 o'clock every Wednesday. You could find us here, except for next Wednesday. Don't look for us.
We'll look
for
us
Tuesday. We'll be here. And you know what? If you want to look for us Wednesday, if you really have the urge to hear us, always go to the archives of Blog Talk Radio, and you will find... Every show since April 28th of 2013, I believe.
Wow,
you'll
years.
Find us there. 3 years of memories, 3 years
like
of show.
Right,
we could do without that. A lot of memories of that, and a lot of you know, a lot has changed, and a lot stayed the same. But next week we're pretty excited. We're going to be at Citi Field, and our guest coming on today is the lady that puts it all together. And quite frankly, I don't know how she does it because it's
she
such,
will be the hostess, right?
She's going to be running.
The hostess.
And we actually went to her bridal expo last year, and she had it's Karina Gordon Jimenez, and she's from. New York Bridal and Kinsey Expo. She runs this thing every year, and last year it was at the Museum of the Moving Image.
Yes.
Which is just fantastic. If you've never been there, you really should get out to Queens. A lot of cool stuff happens in Queens. And
it was right next to that studio. What was it called?
Kaufman Studio.
Kaufman Studios,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was
you know,
huge,
it,
remember?
What's really funny is people forget, and remember all it was we couldn't really walk around that much because the weather
it was
wasn't great.
Raining really hard that day.
Yeah, it was. In fact, it was March 10th
yeah.
of 2015.
It was actually a month.
Yeah.
A month to the year.
Isn't that funny?
Before, yeah.
You know, that's really, really funny. But it was March. Yeah, but
March.
Yeah, a month away.
February next month
but
is
yeah,
March.
But and it was like we could have walked around, but... Anybody's never been to Long Island City, you're really missing something. And if you're thinking that the only great restaurants happen in Manhattan.
We had a great one, great Mexican.
Wasn't it great?
Right?
Yeah.
And they had one after the other. It was like in a city.
You know what? You really have to go. And there's just, I mean, look, there are some areas of Queens that are a little bit more residential and don't have as much. But we were loving it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just great. And it's just a really cool place. And anyway, it was... in there last year, and obviously she's moved on to bigger and better things, and it's going to be at Citi Field. So,
well, she had a lot of great vendors there.
She
really
did.
The place was packed.
It was
totally
packed.
And then she had the fashion show downstairs, right?
That's right. That's
beautiful.
Right.
She had the big fashion show with all the dresses and the gowns.
So that's going to be great. And and she should be joining us in a few minutes. And you know, if you've ever put any of these events together, you, and I know just by you know, even just watching what she's doing, and you know, we're texting back and forth, and calls, and so on and so forth, it really consumes your life.
Oh, forget it.
It really takes up every minute of your day, and it's just, and then it's over, you know, and hopefully it goes over well, but it's just, you're married to it, and that's why when people do these big events, you really could only do like one big one a year, and then you could do the other little events.
I think she had a post on Facebook this morning. She goes, "Okay, I've been up enough. I need to get some rest now."
Yeah,
you know, because she's probably preparing for this big
day. And you know something, you don't really shut down.
No,
I mean
you
could,
can't.
You could try to, you know, rest a little bit.
Unless you just pass out from exhaustion.
And that's usually the case. But you mind, and you know, then it's I guess it's like almost like you're training for any Olympic or any sporting event.
Yeah.
It's just you invest so much of your time in this one moment, that one night, that one whatever amount of time you have, and then it's over, and you're like, oh. And you know, you catch the buzz, especially if it was highly successful. You catch the buzz, and you just
roll with that until it's
over.
Yeah,
the next couple of days, people are calling up, oh, that was fantastic, there was this, there was that. But you know, it's just enormous. It's just enormous. So, you know, hats off to the people that that do these things, because it's, and we're broadcasting live, so we're gonna be there, and there's nothing like live radio, because anything can go wrong, and it's just, we'll be in the
so bear with us.
Yeah, it's
hopefully everything works out.
But that's, you know, the days of live radio where, you know, a sound effect didn't work, or an actor didn't show up,
or our mics don't work.
Right, and anything could. But you know what? That's the beauty of it. You know, that's the beauty. It's just that adrenaline rush. You know, and we're going to be around a lot of different people, and any of the vendors who are there, and we're going to be shouting, giving them shout outs too. Come sit in our booth, talk to us, tell us a little about your business. So this will be like a nice way of having the vendors that are near us, you know, sell their wares, you know, and we'll have some surprise guests calling in and everything. So it should be an interesting show. So we're going to be on for a while. So you better get your game face on, Missy. You can get
me?
Your game. Yeah, not the face that you have now, your game face. Do me a favor.
What's the game face? Should I paint it?
Get ready for
a little more excitement.
Something, baby. Just give me. Got to give me a little bit more something than that.
This is my game face.
That's the best you can do.
That's it.
Oh, God bless you.
There's a lot behind that curtain here.
Yeah,
there really is.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm still waiting.
All right.
But that should be. And you know, you and I, we do. We make the rounds of the Bridalesque Expos. And, you know, there's a tendency for it to be very formulaic. It's just like, you know, really how much can be different. That's why...
They're basically all the same.
I think that the only difference
remember
you can
we,
have...
Remember when we went to one of my client's mother's, the Indian
Expo? That was
like
one of the first few ones we went to. That
I think
was
that was the
nice.
First
yeah.
one, right? Remember those... I mean, they have their own setup for an Indian wedding.
You
remember the platforms and the stage they rent?
Yeah.
Because I think it's a whole big ritual they have to go through. I heard the weddings are like for days.
Well, yeah.
Okay? And people just stay over for days. But it was like this set of lights and flowers. They're just beautiful, breathtaking.
I think easily, out of all the many expos, they were probably the most, I mean, I don't want to say over the top in a bad way,
but that's
so,
I think, the
elaborate.
Oh my God, so elaborate. That's the word I was looking for.
And it was a lot of fun.
It
and
was
she
lovely.
Was, she
yeah.
She was.
And
so
she's a very big, you know, she's very big into the Indian weddings because she rents those sets and she has the caterers. She has everything.
Where was that again? I think it was in Jersey.
Jersey,
right?
yeah. I forgot we're in Jersey.
It wasn't far.
It was one of those in a hotel. Yeah, it was in a hotel.
Yeah, that was good stuff. But, you know, it's just amazing. And I was doing research on how the wedding industry thought that they were going to be recession-proof, that everybody was saying, you know what, the one thing that no one will ever skimp on is a wedding. So they were thinking they were like kind of like resistant to the recession.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk to different people. I mean, these expos go on all the time. And like I said, the only difference that I've seen, it's pretty much the same. I mean, you have the florist, you have everybody pretty much set up. The only thing that's different is the backdrop. So that's really what I think.
The backdrop meaning
the
where you have
where
it?
Where you're having it. Where, because, I mean, think about this. Every hotel, even if it's the Waldorf, it's pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much the same. So I think...
Well, some are bigger than the others. Some rooms are more elaborate than the others. You know, it all depends. You could even have it in a Knights Columbus and just dress it up beautifully.
Exactly.
And have a nice place.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is when somebody makes it a little different. And that's why when...
You have to be creative.
When we got the invite last year to go to the expo, and I knew where it was going to be, so cool. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
That place was just...
It's something different. It was very different.
And you know what it was?
Because it wasn't in like in a catering hall or something.
Right. Because when we go, we usually are at, you know, whatever. And again, it's I'm not saying anything disparaging. So I don't want any phone calls, and I don't want anybody, you know.
There's nothing wrong with
it. Yeah, it's just that it's just very samey. But when you take an industry like that, that's like based on tradition, and you add a little spice to it,
mm-hmm.
I think it makes it a little bit more interesting for the people coming down.
Oh, yeah, especially for an expo. Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that. And
you know, it's funny because we've been to a couple of expos. We went to a couple here on the island. And they were all same old, you know. But there's one place that really, really did it up nicely was, you know, of course the Hilton is nice.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they put the flowers on the table like they would for a wedding.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? It's like they're dressing you up for the wedding they introduce you to, what they do for you. So it's pretty cool, though. It's like you go into a wedding.
It really is. And I always...
With the booths around the whole
I always
hall.
Make a joke. Because when you and me go, it's like we go there and we schmooze and everything. But I always say, God bless a week, because she's like a cherry picker.
No,
she goes and she gets me, because I'm talking, and she'll go and she'll set my plate up, and she's gonna. I know at these things, I get fed well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
everybody does if they take advantage of it. That's what they're there. They want you to taste their food. You know, they want you to taste the food. They want you to have an ambiance like you're being at a wedding.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Enjoy the drinks, enjoy the food, enjoy the appetizers,
but see, that's,
the desserts.
That's why I say I like it when it's in a different place because, again, we've been to so many of these things. And, you know, after a while, you and I, we you know, you make the rounds and you have to circulate and you have to hand pump and you have to hand out the cards and the bracelets and so on
mm-hmm.
and so forth. But it's like, okay. And that's the thing. Unless you're really involved, you know, it's hit and run. There's really nothing else to see. You talk to a couple people at booths. You go to the different vendors, and okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, you network around.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we could all help each other, you know.
Well, that's the thing.
I'll recommend you if you could recommend me, you know.
And that's why these things are set up primarily.
Right.
I mean, it's you know, Jersey at this time of year usually has, I mean, and we do a lot of correspondence with different expos there. They have really, really elaborate things going on. And, you know, again, the same up. You got the setup, you got the DJs,
mm-hmm.
you got the florists, you got all of that. But boy, we're I don't want to keep patting ourselves on the back, but that's why
we're a little different.
It's like
how many expos we've been to, you know, I hate to say the Hilton again, give them plugs, because they really did shit for us. Excuse my language.
We're PG rated,
but anyway,
because of you.
But anyway, it was the same people all the time. Remember, we walked around, it was the same people at every booth.
Yeah.
The same, you know, violinist. Remember the violinist with the big hair?
Yeah.
That didn't speak a word of English. How are you talking to people?
Do you remember? Do you remember? We had to pose for the picture. You said, baby, go again in the picture.
Yeah.
Right there.
Even at that.
But that's, I mean, it's
that was a luncheon. That wasn't even like an expo.
Yeah.
But it was the same people.
And it's always the same. That's why I think giving it a little bit of a zip and adding something, a little bit of a slant to it, I think that's very cutting edge. And I believe that she is on board with
us now. Let's pick her up before she leaves.
Hello, darling.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. Thank you so much for having me.
Our pleasure.
Great. No, it's always wonderful to come on the show and get a chance to chat with you.
And you must be just
on
about
a high.
So spread thin that you could be seen through. You must be.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? This is when it starts getting excited. We are six days out, and you know, it's great. Things are coming together. Exhibitors are getting ready. Sponsors are supporting.
Mm-hmm.
Attendees are buying tickets. So definitely a little stressed, a little swamped, but just so incredibly
so
excited.
Yeah.
We were telling people about the one that we had. You had it March 10th last year.
Yes.
And that, we thought that was so cool. And the Museum of the
Very
Moving
different,
Image. Oh,
yeah.
That was like so incredibly different.
And now that you're having it in Citi Field is even more different. Even you went upscale now.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, that was not the intentions. And I'm so glad that you guys were able to come by last year and that you had a good time and that you loved it. But we were at capacity. We really wanted to stay at that venue because it was just breathtaking.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, a lot of positive feedback. However, we were expecting about 700 people and we got over 1,100.
Wow.
We sold out in exhibitor booths. It was just such a tremendous response that we decided that, you know, we had to try to do a little bit bigger, a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
and still keep it in Queens because, you know, that's our hometown. We want to make sure that we're able to cater to the folks in Queens that sometimes don't really get a chance to come into Manhattan. It's good for folks in, you know, Long Island, even the rest of the boroughs. It's just a little bit easier to get to. So we decided on Citi Field, and it's one of the best decisions we've made so far.
Beautiful. I'm so looking forward.
Now tell us what to expect this year.
Okay, well, like I said, trying to do bigger and better, and I think we've succeeded so far. We are having two fashion shows this year.
Mm.
One is Quinceañera, just as we did last year. Yes, we have a lot more designers. We have a celebrity designer coming in from L.A. He's world known for his quinceañera dresses, but he also does a lot of evening wear for musicians. He just did a dress for Keisha Cole and a lot of models and TV stars in the Latino community.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited to have Diego Mezel. And we're expanding the fashion show. So we also have another 4 or 5 designers that are coming on board, Disney Royal Ball. We have Ragazza. Off the top of my head, I can't think of the others, but really excited that we were able to expand on that. And then we have another amazing bridal and evening wear show closing off the evening.
Yeah.
And that's also by the major fashions are going to be by celebrity designer Adante Riquez. He is from Mexico, and he is just phenomenal, phenomenal. And again, we'll have a few other designers, one coming from Italy. And unfortunately, I can't even pronounce his name, so I'm not going to butcher it, but take my word for it. He has, I mean, just amazing, amazing bridal gowns. I'm trying to be respectful because so many people butcher my name, and so I'm just going to say he's amazing. Come check him out. And let's see what else. Okay, so we have an entertainment showcase similar to last year that, you know, just gets everybody pumping. We're going to have that by Finer Touch Entertainment. We had to bring them back because people were just raving about them.
Mm-hmm.
We also have, and this is going to be a lot of fun, we tried to do something a little different. Hopefully it'll be well received, but we have Larger Than Life, who is a 90s boy band tribute band, coming on, and they are doing a couple of numbers. So think,
wow,
you know, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC,
wow,
like
nice,
all
nice
of those favorites from the 90s. And I mean, this is just between us. Okay. The guys are so cute.
So cool.
For that alone, not only are they talented, but they're just going to make a beautiful picture on that stage. So,
nice.
Yeah, let's, I mean, and there's just so many other little things. We're going to have a live mariachi band perform.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's, they are one of the biggest mariachi bands here in New York City. So we're excited about them. And then something very, very cool that is just really trending this year and last year. We're going to have a silent disco by Sound Off Experience. So we are sectioning off a portion of the venue. And, yeah, we're just going to do a silent disco, get everybody dancing, pumped up. So, yeah, and, of course, that's besides the...
I was going to say, I'm leaving Alita at the booth. I'm going to be on the floor.
Yes, you guys are going to have to leave the booth unattended every now and again and wander about. Because, you know, and I feel horrible. We have over 75 exhibitors, all of which are phenomenal, including you guys. And you're going to miss out on some of the other fun. So I'm urging
you. We'll make our rounds.
Get a chance to, you know, do some of the cake tasting.
Sure.
We have a couple of vendors that are bringing in goodies. I know. Oh, we have a Cuban restaurant that from the Lower East Side that is actually going to have some samples, bite-sized samples. I mean, I could go on forever, and I really don't want to bore you guys, but
it's going to
be
it's
fantastic.
It's just so hard to remember all that, right?
Oh, and you know what it is? I literally just finished putting the schedule together for the program, so a lot of it is, like, fresh in my mind.
Fresh in your mind, yeah.
We're going to have a lot going on, and not that this is the best part, but it excites me. We have free parking.
That excited me.
No, because I know parking is like $15 in Citi Field.
Exactly. So we managed to negotiate some free parking.
Yeah.
So, and the 7 train leads you directly in
right
front.
There. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, no excuses. I hear that it's going to be like 50 degrees, possibly a little rainy, but 50 degrees, who cares about the rain?
Oh,
we
cool.
can do this.
Very good.
It's gonna be, now you're gonna be so busy. You better come by our booth because we're going live for a couple
right.
of hours. So we're gonna grab you. You come on the air with us a little
I
bit, and then you can
promise.
Go along your merry way.
No, I absolutely promise that I'm going to stop by. Last year, it was just so much going on.
Yeah, I remember. Oh my god.
That
yeah.
it was difficult to kind of get around to everywhere.
One?
That was our very, very first one.
Yeah, that's why it was so crazy.
Yeah, we've helped my company, Blue Garden Events. We've been hired to do, you know, trade shows and other big mm-hmm. kind of productions, but for our clients. So this is actually our first time producing it for ourselves.
Amazing.
So,
right.
yeah, no, we're really excited. And it was just such a wonderful time and so well received that we're back, and hopefully we're going to do this annually and just, you know, try to improve every year and do something
right.
different.
How do you, that was my next question, because, I mean, Alita and I were talking, a lot of these expos are very formulaic. They're very, very, you know, there's not much to them except, you know, maybe diversity in vendors. How do you keep, where do you get your ideas from? Because you're coming up with stuff that I've never seen before.
Oh, well, you know, and this is by no means meant to offend all of the amazing bridal, bridal show producers out there. But I think that there's just a mold, and one of the only, you know, main focus of other producers is to offer the exhibitor discounts, to offer like the exhibitor samples, which attendees really do respond well to. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that was important to me was doing it in a more interactive, more lively, upbeat way. And I think a part of that is just bringing my Latina culture and you know, tendencies and customs into the mix. We love partying. We love lively, vibrant, fresh ideas. And so it's kind of just trying to marry the two. And so far, you know, people are really enjoying it because not only do you come and you get plenty of time to, you know, make your rounds with the exhibitors and definitely benefit from their show discounts and their services and just learning from them, but you also get really, really entertained, especially if you're like the groom or a quinceañera's father or like the grandparents. They're, usually they get dragged and they're like, oh my God, you know, what are we doing?
Hold my bag.
Now they can just, they can hang out and have a good time just like everyone else.
Yeah, it's nothing better.
Well, it's funny, when Leet and I came last year, we're trying to look, and we just saw a sea of people coming in and out of one place, and that's where you were. And we got in there. It was like literally a carpet of heads.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
It was packed.
It was, I mean, it was a blessing, the type of turnout that we had. But again, it was almost one of those things where it was hard to navigate because there were so many people,
which
led us to City Field. And I mean, the City Field staff has been tremendous. They have been incredibly supportive and really helped us to bring this about. So I have no doubt that it's just going to be a kick-ass, you know, event altogether.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you're having an event like this, your biggest fear is nobody showing up, not too many people showing up. So that's, you know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, you want the more people, then of course you start getting nervous, but it's still so much better than having a poor response.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I'm losing sleep. And I know this happened last year, and I was convinced up until like an hour into the expo that no one was going to come, even though there was like a line wrapped around the block.
Yeah.
And
nobody
comes
early,
like,
you know that.
Oh my, well, they were waiting. We unfortunately opened the doors 15 minutes late, and we had about 300 people waiting out there in the rain. So even understanding that and seeing it, which clearly was a good indication it was going to be an amazing turnout, I was still so worried. Like, I just couldn't turn it off. I got to tell you, I'm back to my crunch time worry mode. But I really do feel like we're putting so much more marketing and promotion money behind this one. Plus, you know, all the press and the media, the support that you have given us. We just did a segment on NBC. We did one on Telemundo. We have a few more lined up. And the, you know, the support that you guys give us makes all the difference.
It's going to be huge.
Really,
you'll see.
It just dawned on me. So we just confirmed that Miss Universe Honduras 2016 is actually going to be our spokesperson from here to the expo. So, I mean, thankfully, she is going to take over my duties in terms of being on camera. Because as you ladies know, I get very, very nervous, but it's phenomenal. Oh my God, have you not seen the NBC?
No, I've been watching.
I've been watching
the footage. Absolutely not.
Oh my goodness, I get so nervous. Everything from like sweating to shaking, and I'm so happy.
You hide it well.
Well, apparently it doesn't translate on camera, but you have no idea what's going on in my mind as I'm sitting there, especially because a lot of this stuff is taped to live or just live. So I'm like, okay, no, not fun. But now this young lady is really excited. She is in town for the next 2 weeks, reached out, her rep reached out, and she's excited to take that on. And she's actually going to model in the bridal fashion show. She's going to model the last showcase piece by Adante Riquez.
Nice.
So we're really excited. It's just
boy,
such a random thing.
Big day, yeah, big day.
You better be giving yourself a nice big hug because
yeah.
you really deserve it. Good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I will give myself that hug the day after when
yeah, I hear you.
Just shut down. I'm not
yep.
answering phone, email. I'm going to
take
cuddle
a vacation.
My two beagles. Yeah, I got to
yeah.
tell you, the 17th is going to be like a beagle cuddle fest on my sofa. I'm going to
yeah.
catch up on TV. Like, and I promise you I will. Not only will I be ordering pizza and wings and just stuffing my face with horrible things, but I'm really going to pamper myself that day. That's
good,
that's
yeah,
going to be
good,
the day
yeah.
I hug myself. But thank
that's
you.
It. You know, a job well done.
It's
going to
be
you
worth
know?
It.
The, it's. I mean, it's a buzz during, but you know what? When you could reflect and say, wow, there's no pressure and everybody's calling you up saying how wonderful it was, that's where you get it. That's
mm-hmm.
really where you really get
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
No, definitely, definitely. I am praying that that we're blessed again as we were last year, and
oh,
that
it's
you know
be
the
huge.
End result
it's
will
be better.
Be great.
I can't imagine
bigger
it.
And better.
I can't other than
yeah.
an earthquake.
I can't imagine not.
I can't imagine not. I can't
yeah.
imagine
oh,
not.
Oh, thank you,
be
lady.
Prepared.
Thank you.
Prepared.
That is what we're praying for, and you know what? My gut is telling me that you're right.
I guess.
This is
definitely.
Really going to be a fantastic time. And, mm-hmm. you know, I hope that everybody just comes out and checks out the event. And
right.
I don't know if you had a chance to mention this, but for all of your listeners, we put together a special promotion code.
Oh.
So they will actually get complimentary tickets
oh,
if
nice.
They use. Yeah, no, because, again, you guys have been so amazing and
oh, okay.
your listeners are so amazing and have been so supportive that we want to make sure that we give back.
Oh.
So anybody that uses the promotion code, the Bridal Body Shop, will get complimentary tickets. They
very
just have to pre-register.
Thank you so much. Thank
of course,
you so,
it's
my
so pleasure.
Much.
And thank you.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't want to keep you because I know your day is yeah, down
yeah.
to the minute. Is there anything else you want to shout out? Any of the you were on NBC. Anything else you want to shout out now before you leave?
I got to tell you, I think I somehow magically crammed most of it in, and I appreciate the time you've given me, but I think it's just, you know, urging folks to pre-register so that they can get those complimentary tickets because it is going to be $10 at the door, mm-hmm. and they can just go to the event website at www.nybqe.com, and like I said, use the promotion code TheBridalBodyShop. And we'll be ready to rock and roll. And if they have any questions, there's contact information on the website. And we'll definitely, you know, answer and get back to anybody that needs further information.
Perfect. And thank you, love. Thank you so much. And looking forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, likewise. Definitely. And again, thank you so much for having me on your show.
No pleasure.
I wish you a wonderful Wednesday.
And
you
too,
too,
darling. And breathe, breathe, breathe.
Thank you.
Breathe.
There we go.
Take care, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Karina Jimenez, I
yeah.
tell you, woman of the hour. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you realize the amount that's
oh,
going on
it.
There?
Got it.
I, you know, it's just, again, it's it, you know, when you go to stuff like this, you never realize the layers involved, and this she's just you know
it's 24/7 work
got
until,
her hands
that day.
Full. Micah, we're going to be. I mean, we're going to try to have like a 2-hour show, but we want
to
make sure we have
time
to
check
get,
it out.
Yeah,
especially dancing.
Yeah, I would. I, you know, as you're saying that, I'm smiling to myself, and you knew exactly. I'm picturing you sitting with your headphones on at the booth, and me woo-hoo!
Holding up the show, right? You didn't stop laughing, huh? I'm holding up the show for myself.
And I tell you, hold my drink. Here, hold my drink, sweetheart. I'll be right back.
Thank
you. Thank you.
That was for me.
I made it for me.
No.
That's going to be a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
How'd you hear? Free parking. Elise happy. I was going to take care of it.
No, I'm just saying that's nice
that
for everybody.
Is,
not
you
even
know
me.
Let me tell you something.
That's
$10
the way to
at
do
the
something.
Door, that's nothing.
Nothing.
You know,
you're entertained the whole night.
Look, and I don't want to be judgmental here, but anybody who can't afford $10 for an event like this.
Well, they must afford it because they're going to see.
No, but what I'm saying, $10 go in and be part of.
Right.
And you're going to say, well, $10 is too much. $10 is nothing.
I
was thinking she's going to say $20 at the door because
no.
that would have been a bit.
Yeah, but
use our bridal body shop code and you get in for free.
You get in. Is that
you
so
hear that,
cool.
people out there?
Well, they're going to be, we're going to be posting this
on
the wall
constantly.
Constantly
until that
day. We'll do some email blasts. And, yeah, we'll do whatever promotion we could do with that. But, yeah, get out to Citi Field next week. And, you know, the weather's
going to be a lot of fun.
50 degrees, a little bit of rain.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tonight
we can
out.
Do this. We're New Yorkers. We can do this. Easy enough. Now, I was thinking as she's talking, I'm just trying to think of all the, over the years that we've been involved in on the periphery of the wedding industry. I'm just thinking about the different, you mentioned, what was her name? Kilpana, right? That was
Kilpana,
that was
her, yeah.
That was, yeah.
That was our first expo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just all the things we've done since then.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And just, it's funny, you know, how you think about how we ended up part of the wedding industry. And I always say we're kind of on the periphery of it, but where we are.
Well, it's in our title, the name.
No, I know, but it's just weird how, you know, you start off one way, and then you, just by nature of running a business, you have to know the ins and outs. Of what's going on and the trends.
The time,
and
the big times of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Who knew that bridal Christmas was from Thanksgiving till February? And what did we have?
And now, you know, Valentine's Day is a big time people getting engaged.
It's the highest proposal holiday.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the highest proposal holiday. And it's funny, last year, what was it? We did a couple of promos that I liked.
A couple of years ago, we did actually the ballroom dancing that we offered.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, that was.
Was that last year? I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last year.
No, I think it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because I'm picturing the ad and the picture we don't use anymore.
We offered packages for ballroom dancing, you know, learn how to dance before your wedding. That was a big thing, big hit, remember?
Yeah, yeah. That actually, and I'm trying to think, I'm trying to think of the things that we could bring back, and that's probably one of them.
We could always bring that back. It's easy to do.
I know, and that's the funny, Dance Sport has a wedding division. We had her on the show.
Yes, we did.
What was her name again? Lovely,
oh my God,
lovely
I forgot
woman.
All about her.
Lovely
we
woman.
We had so many guests.
Yeah, she was on the show, and they were doing free dancing. Free
right,
first,
they had that whole studio,
package.
Right?
Yeah.
The first session's
first
free.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's and it works. I mean, because think about this.
Listen, it's the same thing as exercise. You're dancing, you're breaking a sweat, and you're learning how to dance.
And most people, I know my oldest brother-in-law, before he got married, he took a few classes. Yeah, because, you know, it's like, you know, it's back in the day, when you think about it, everybody danced.
Yeah.
Everybody had a working knowledge of the steps. Even if they didn't do well, they knew how to dance. Now it's like, you know, the art of dancing. I mean, I just love you know I love to dance, but I love to sit and watch
people
the older
really,
couples.
Yeah, people really know how to dance.
That were dancing together.
As a couple.
Oh, yeah.
The fluidness of both of them together, right?
That were dancing together since, you
years
know,
ago.
Yeah, since they were in their 20s and maybe they're in their 70s or 80s now, and they know each other inside out and they're just gliding each other across the floor. I love that. And that's something that, you know, even if you don't do it well anymore, you never forget it. You know those dance steps. And
it's like
just,
riding a bicycle.
Yeah. It's just so nice to see it. So, that's why we were thinking about creating that program is because when you think about what people really need, and in no way am I dismissing our services as being important, but most people don't really think they need to get in shape before the wedding. It's one of the things they should be thinking about, but you're thinking about the extra case of champagne. You're thinking about the extra whatever.
Right.
But you know that first dance is going to happen. It is going to happen.
It has to happen.
So you think, okay, I definitely should. You
and
know,
all eyes are on you.
And they are.
Every
they
single
are.
Eye in the
and
house.
And they are. And that's why, you know.
And why not make it
the
best
why
one?
We, yeah, that's why. I think Elite Ziegelman, you gave me an idea that we can brush that old
bring
thing
it back.
Off and bring it back and see what we can do with that because it makes perfect sense. Nice little addition to to our business, which anybody who just tuned in, here's these two chicks just rattling on about and bringing nice guests on. This is what
that's our business. We just chat.
That's this part of the business. What we do, the Bridal Body Shop was something Lee and I designed years ago to get brides and grooms in shape for the wedding. And what we meant by that is we take all the stops out of it. The trainers come to your home. If you must, they'll meet you at your gym. But we created an environment where there's no excuse. If you're saying, I don't have time to go to a gym, ding dong, trainers at the door.
Mm-hmm.
If you rather them meet at your gym, if it, whatever, we could accommodate anybody, any place. We have trainers in New York City. We have trainers in Connecticut. We have trainers.
It's no excuse not to work out because we make
place.
It easy for you.
And let me tell you something. And there have been many people I've spoken to over the phone who think, well, you know what? That sounds a little expensive. You know, maybe I'll just, like, you know, I'll just take a water pill or something. That's not it. That's not it. It's not it. It's not going to do it. What you really need to do, look, if you have some pounds that you want to reduce, if you want to get yourself in better shape, you'll have to learn how to do it. And that's what we teach you. Learn how to use your body, feed it correctly, and you'll never have to worry about
anything.
Your scale again.
I don't know.
That's what we do. First of all, get rid of the scale. But we make it that all these tips you're going to get, and you apply them to the rest of your life,
you're
never
stuck.
Have to worry about weight again. And that is a promise. That is a guarantee. If you do everything that we ask you to do, and it's a team effort,
mm-hmm.
you will never have to worry about cutting calories again. You know how to eat sensibly. Food is not something that you reward yourself with. You just eat, enjoy,
mm-hmm.
once
and
in a
live
while.
Life healthily.
And also exercise, and that's
mm-hmm.
the thing.
That's
the thing. I was talking to somebody yesterday who said she had clients who would constantly come in and say, you know, I'm doing all the right things and blah, 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 but it's still not coming off. You haven't modified your diet. Just because you're exercising does not mean...
Everybody thinks that they can exercise and eat what they want.
And what do we say? You can't out-train a bad diet.
No, you can't. You can't.
That's what we say, and that's what we mean.
That's right.
So that's what we are. We get brides
and we do it well
for the wedding, and we have a little radio show that seems to have caught on very
mm-hmm.
nicely. And thank you.
Yeah.
And we try not to be preachy, but come on, this is what we do.
Right.
You know, preaching comes from passion, and we're passionate about this, and
yeah.
we try to get people healthy, and there's nothing wrong with that. We're not, you know, trying to hurt anybody. We're trying to get people healthy and make sense of the society that spends billions and billions of dollars on diet pills and diet supplements and blah, blah, blah. It's about you. Very, very often, it's just a couple of tweaks that you need. And a couple of points in the right direction, and you'll see.
Well, much cheaper than buying one of those, like, treadmills or the ellipticals. They sit in the corner,
yeah.
right? Forever
yeah.
and forever.
Yeah.
That hold your clothes.
Yeah.
Much
and
cheaper
it comes
than that.
It becomes
at least
a,
this way.
A glorified coat rack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This way, you're getting your body to work.
Yeah. And you,
we're making it happen for you.
And if you listen... I mean, if you just listen, like, you know, you're sitting in lecture hall and you're just, like, copying notes and you're zoning some, you're not going to get anything out of it. But if you actually listen and apply it, it becomes part of your genetic makeup, so to speak. And, you know, it'll be with you the rest of your life
mm-hmm.
and something to pass on to your children. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, that would be really nice.
Making your children grow up healthy, I think that's the best thing that you can give to your children. So enough of that. But we're going to be there next week. So
look for us.
Look for our booth. We'll be there. We'll be there. We'll be broadcasting live. What was I saying? It was first it was the Beatles, now it's us.
That's right.
Ah! How do you like that, my friend?
I love it.
So we're living life. Now, sponsor roll call.
Woohoo!
You ready, Lee?
I'm ready.
Now, this, our sponsor, we're very happy. They actually got some a nice piece of coverage.
Right up, yeah.
Yeah, in a Brooklyn paper, Brooklyn Spectator, which is it's a pretty big
paper.
Oh,
they're
paper
based in Brooklyn, so.
Yeah, pretty
great
big
place.
Paper in Brooklyn, Gem Auto Leasing. This is, you're talking about, if you want to go someplace and you don't want it, if you're like me, and a lot of people have time constraints, I just want to tell you what my... Show you my credit, do the rest for me. Tell you what I want, do the rest for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time. I'll tell you the make. I'll tell you
what I want,
get it for me.
Do it.
That's it.
And that's what they do. It's one-stop shopping. They do, it says, we do the work for you.
That's it.
That's it, and that's all you want.
If
one
you can dream
shopping,
it, you can drive it, right?
Like that.
I remember
that's, it. That's there, too. And it's true, because a lot of people think, well, this might be out of my realm.
No,
you
it
know,
couldn't be any
why
easier.
Don't you, why don't you let them tell
so
you that?
So much easier than going into a car dealership.
And why don't you let them tell you that? Mm-hmm. If you think that, let them tell you that. Let you go that down there, and you sit in front of Denise Lasky, and you let her tell
Denise
you that.
Lasky?
Denise, the Diane Lasky. Diane Lasky. Why did I say
Denise.
That?
Denise.
I got Denise on
Holy
my brain.
Holy moly.
Well, it began with a D. It
wasn't like
a, it's not like I said
friend.
It's not like I said Lorelei.
It was Lorelei.
I'm just saying it was a D. It began with a D.
All right, go
now,
on.
Now you sit in front of the lovely Diane Lasky. And you make her work with you. Make her, I mean, and she's very personable. And tell her what you want. I guarantee you, you walk out there with exactly what you want.
Right.
So definitely go
tell
see them.
Tell Lori and Elise sent you.
Yeah, the Bridal Body Shop.
I'm sure she'll take care of you.
They'll take very, very good care of you. And the number is 718-646-GEM-1. And I'll break it down for you, 718-646-GEM-1-4361. Remember, if you can dream it, you could drive it. GEM Auto Leasing, definitely check them out. If you're thinking about a car, most people are starting to think about cars this time of year. Spring is coming. This is when their season peaks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't want to buy a new car and leave it out in the snow. So definitely check them out. Okay, what magazine do we love?
Oh, Late. That's our old Muscle Sport.
Muscle Sport Mag.
That's our favorite.
We love it. All Meat, No Filler. That's what you want in a magazine, and that's what they give you. They give you informative data. They give you exercises. They give you pictures. They don't give you supplements. This is what we need. We want a magazine where we could digest the information. I don't want to pay for pages of supplements. Yeah. Look, I understand that keeps the magazine afloat.
It's an advertisement.
I understand it, but there's got to be a certain point where the editor of the magazine says... Well, maybe it doesn't have to stop, but you know, I think we reduce the amount. Look,
yes.
Somebody's got to pay for the magazine,
mm-hmm.
and sponsors pay for things like that. So you have to have some, but you don't have to have all of the usual nonsense. So you can have it delivered to your home. And I think they're running some sort of discount this month, I think. I'm not sure. But just, you know what, why don't you go to their website, MuscleSportMag.com. And like I said, you could purchase it online. You could have it delivered. Purchase it online. Purchase it. What did I say?
What's the matter with you?
I said purchase it online.
You said perch.
I said it fast. I said purchase it online. Because I'm trying to get everything in. You tried doing this, Ziegelman. Yeah. Well, you know what? One day, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hand over the
City Field. Well, you're dancing.
That's exactly right. See how much you took. That's what I want to see. Fresh thing, you. So Muscle Sport Mag.
That's like the honeymoon is left track.
I was going to say it's like Lucy, but Lucy was filmed in front of a live audience, I think, right? Was it? Honeymoon is too, or no?
Yeah, I don't know, to tell you the truth.
I don't know. I think most of them in those days were filmed in front of a studio audience. Okay. What product, Elite Ziegelman?
Topperson, we
accelerates
love you.
Healing naturally.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. That's what you want. I don't want. You know what? I don't want anything that masks my pain. I want something that helps my body heal. My body knows what it's doing. Just pull out the blocks. Just let help me along a little bit. I don't want to not know where pain is, because pain is a blessing. Pain lets you know when something is wrong and you need to. That's what Topperson does. It accelerates healing. Topperson Junior for the kids. Topperson Foot Formula for people who are using their feet for a living, dancers, ice skaters, just anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Regular Topperson. And they have the new Fibro Cream for fibromyalgia.
That's right.
What do we say? We say bruises. We love them.
But
they
bruises,
love us.
But bruises love them more.
That's what we say, Topperson. And another sponsor that's very delightful in giving us
our new one.
No, Topperson gives us discounts.
Oh.
So Topperson, you go to their website.
I'm out of the game.
You're out of the game. Just you know, sit it out. We've got another 10 minutes. Let me do what I need to do. Get out of my way,
Ziegler. What's behind this curtain?
Okay. I hope it's a new co-host. That's what I hope. Jesus. Anyway, you mentioned the Bridal Body Shop. I think Top Fit 30, and they give you a discount for being one of our listeners. Go to their website, topperson.com, and I think our code is Bridal Body or Top Fit 30.
Top
I think
30,
it's Top
yeah.
Fit 30
top
is
fit
30. Our code. But you know what? Go there anyway. If you don't
great
want
product.
To order it online, you can get it any. It's available any store right now. It used to be just one or two. Now it's every. Okay. New sponsor time, Elite.
Who might that be?
Let me tell you something. As much as people are resistant to social media, you need it.
It's the biggest thing out there now.
Your customers need it. Your clients need it. Everybody needs it. And you know what? It's a new game to navigate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're just starting to get into social media. We're older, especially you. We're older. And the social media
She's
is
She's older than me.
I am. I really am. And proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
But people in their 30s, even people in their 40s, they have this down. We didn't really care that much about social media marketing. So we don't really care that much about it. But I tell you right now.
Well, that's why we have places.
It is.
Do it for us.
A necessity. It is a necessity if you are doing business nowadays. And social media is the liaison between your company and the consumers. Now, here's where our new sponsor comes in. JPI Social Media will do it all for you.
Mm-hmm.
They have been assisting small to medium-sized businesses nationwide with their social media presence, and you should try them too. They really, and I'm going to tell you right now, I've gone the route of PR and all that stuff. Very, very, es muy fácil, mama.
Yeah.
Very, very, very simple plan and decent prices.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go to their website, www.jpinyc, or give them a call at 718-524-4139. Let me give it again, 718-524-4139. You really think?
No,
you know,
give them a try, I'm
Do you know
you.
Why? Because you are competing in a market.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's almost like running a marathon and knowing that everybody else but you is going to have some easy way to get to the finish line, a bike, a car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you think you could do it by yourself, you probably could.
Right.
It probably won't be as effective. And who the hell has the time?
That's the thing. Who has the time?
I don't.
You pay somebody to do it for you, and you definitely have it.
This is what I'm
saying. All the time.
This is what you got to do.
Yeah.
This is what you got to do. So go to their website and definitely check them out. And again, the phone number is, I always suggest people call because there's nothing like a live person on the phone to answer questions. You know, I go to a website.
I agree.
There's something.
But
about
they're
the
pretty.
Human voice.
They're pretty up. You know, they're pretty accurate with their website too. They
yeah.
They answer right away.
718-524-4139. Give them a call, and we could do some postings of theirs on our.
Wall.
On our wall. And I think that's... Did we get everybody in, Elite?
I think so. Did we?
I'm thinking we left somebody out. Did we leave anybody out? Why am I thinking that went too fast? Because usually, maybe I'm just not rattling on.
No.
What do you think?
We did Topperson.
Yeah.
Muscle Mat.
Yeah.
PI.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Gem.
We did Gem.
That's it.
That's really strange.
Why?
Unless I'm just like, you know, I'm streamlining this baby.
Well,
you know, I'm just getting it in and out, in and out, in and out, all the information. Karina, please, please, please. This woman is doing such an amazing job pulling this together.
And you'll have an amazing time if you go.
The least you can do is show up. Come on.
Right.
Cuban food. I mean, listen to this.
That's just one of those.
I love it. But, you know, well, I'm going to... Well,
remember last year we took pictures in the photo booth?
Yes!
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
You know something? That was very smart. We'll do some split screen something. We'll do before. We'll do 2 years in a row, like pictures from there.
Oh,
and
of
pictures.
Course.
I think that'll be nice.
Yeah.
Or we could just post it.
Well, you know me. I'll be in that booth taking pictures again. I drag you along.
Yeah, of course I'll be there. Of course. The same stupid smile I always have.
Yeah.
It's
but you dress up. It's fun.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And then all of that will be there. And you know what? Even if you're not, you know, getting married, you know, it's so worth it. It's an event. Forget about...
Quinceañera, 15.
But even if none of that is going on in your life, it sounds like a really cool event to go to.
So it really does.
Next week at City Field, Bridal Body Shop will be there from
5 to 9,
but airtime, I think we're going to maybe go 6 to 8. We'll see. But we'll definitely have it on post so everybody could tune in and know when that's it. And that's our show.
Woo-hoo!
That's our show. Woo-hoo! We want to thank Karina Menes again for being on the show and taking time out from her crazy life to join us as much as she did. And I'd like to once again, of course, thank lovely co-host for riding shotgun with me.
Thank you.
And
thank
hopefully
you.
She's a little bit more lively next week. We could only hope. We could only hope for the best. God willing. That'll be the surprise. Will she, won't she? I say, won't she?
You have to show up for the expo to find out.
Yeah, there you go. People show up just for that.
They'll find
What's
Waldo?
Going on with Lori and Elise?
Finally.
So, in parting, we hope you had a great show.
You gotta say I'm fine.
And we hope that anything that we said today somehow makes sense and somehow resonates with you. Just keep healthy. Keep it real. Enjoy life, but enjoy in good health. And that's really what we're trying
enjoy
to do.
Enjoy us, too.
Yeah, and enjoy us, too. And we hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
You got it.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Happy Fields.